Rishalmi climbed off Samach Aleph, new Perek. Perek Hamavrich. Mishnah discusses a halacha now of a kerem where you're planting vines, but not in the normal way where you're just planting vines one next to each other. But here you're doing Hamavrich. Hamavrich, the way the Shmiselur explains, and the Pnei Moshe, Baruch, what's this process of Mavrich? You take one vine from the Geffen, one particular vine you pull out, and with Tomla Sadakas Aretz, and you take it and you put it under the ground in the dirt, and one on one end, and the other end comes out at a different spot. And the idea is that you should be able to, from that, it will take root. This one branch will take root and be able to grow a whole new vine. And so the Pnei Moshe says, additionally, you took it. So either of the two ways, you go ahead to put into a new one, they should get up a new vine, and a new vine should grow from this branch that you put into the ground, underneath the ground, coming up at the other end. Or you just want that you're putting the vine itself there, but you want the vine to get thicker. It's thin. By putting it in the ground, it should take root and should grow thicker. That's the process of Hamavrit. So the Gemara wants to know, when about planting, what's halakha about when you can plant zera in such a thing? Hamavrit is like a baby eretz. A person go ahead and planted, was Mavrit, went ahead and blave a grapevine in a field. If you don't have three tefachim of earth on top of that vine, you can't bring seed. You can't bring any seed there because that's mamish climb. If mamish putting it with your hands, you're mixing it together because it's within three tefachim from the ground. So therefore, halacha is considered planted together. You're mixing it together, it would not be good. When it's in the ground already, then it's three tefachim in the ground, so then it's separated. It says the Marafulda. It only goes straight up, doesn't go to the side. So therefore, if you have three tefachim, not enough three tefachim on top, it's like your mamish planting the zera right into the geffen. And now if mamish, that's vadei isakalayim. That's vadei isakalayim. But if you're doing it in a way where you are planting, but if it's three tefachim down, so if now you're separating it, you're not planting it together, that would be permitted. Once again, you can't plant zera on it. You can't plant a seed on it. Even if you went ahead and you laid it with a gourd or a silon or some type of pipe, you wrapped it in some type of pipe, which you laid it in with a pipe, so therefore it's like you're not putting the zera on directly on the kerem, you're doing it something else. But if it doesn't have three tefachim, even if it's you have something else that's blocking, that's penetrating, you don't have the thing that's penetrating, even that would not be considered an isser of a plant that you're going ahead and you're separating. It would be considered something that you're not allowed to do. And even if you laid it with that, it would not help you if you don't have a three tefachim in the ground. So it says like this. The Gemara says, "Abricha bezela." If you went ahead, you put a rock on top of it. Even if you only have the dirt that's only 3 fingers wide, but you have a rock on top of it, which is going to be underneath it, now mutal bezela, and you can plant zera on top of it because now it's already enough of a separation, a break, where we say the rock is a separation, a format where it separates the two, the zera from the what it called, and therefore it would not be considered. Would not be considered a kalim because you separate the two. Arucha b'zukef. And if you planted, if it was a arucha, arucha is like a knee. What do I mean a knee? You have a bent. Says the marful the geffen akuma. It's a bent a vine that's bent. When it kfefes lagabe kaka and it's stuck into the ground, because then it covers and it goes back, comes back up like a knee that's bent, like a leg that's bent, like a shape of a knee. So you it's in and you bent it with going into the ground. So the question is, what's the halacha there? So when you have to measure 3 tefachim of dirt above it to separate it, when is it after? Do you measure from the top of it? Do you measure from the second trunk? From which part do you measure? The highest point or the lowest point? Or the middle point? So you go measure from the middle point, from the middle part, ikar sheni, that's where you go ahead to consider whether it's 3 tefachim, not whether it be a din of kaloi akara. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara discusses what we can learn out from this Mishnah. The Gemara says, you can't plant zera on it, which means you can't plant on top of it if you don't have 3 tefachim of dirt. However, from the side, you want to plant on the side of the branch, and you can. In other words, you can't do it on top. But if you're going from the side, you should be outside, you should be able to go ahead and plant it as long as it's the promotion, as long as the geffen, you got geffen era, you don't see the actual geffen, but it's not yet 3 tefachim in the ground. But you're planting it not on top, but on the side. The luck of the Gemara says, that would be considered okay. The Gemara lecharu mashmin, that would be okay. Minatzad mutter, it should be considered mutter. So the Gemara wants to know, when do we say this thing is true or not? Let's start looking at such a case. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Isser. We're talking about, you don't have three tefachim. Ibishem zer ilan. The Mishnah is one of the cases where you're planting it onto a plant, zer is ram ilan, the plant on a tree, a megefin. What do you have to have Mishnah tell you about a megefin for? If you shakal it, even if it's any tree you have, you can't plant it together. You can't plant it together because anything on top of a lady on top of a tree is not going to be good. Ibishem avota, elma, you tell me you can't do it because of the work area. You have to have a space, enough space to do work. You say, shisha, the Mishnah say you need six. Why does it say three is good enough? You need six there because, what I said before, six tefachim is what you need for a work space. So Manavshah, are we speaking about the planting? If it's planting directly, then what does it have to say? What do you need Geffen for? Even at Eilun, you have to have that space. Elamai, you're talking about the workstation, you need to have Avoda for six, then you need six, not three. So why does it say six? So Manavshah, what is the Mishnah speaking about? So Marcelo Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah is talking about Kiva, Kiva says, that's the machlokas we had earlier, the machlokas in the Mishnah earlier, you don't have to have three, so you need three or six. He says you need three. Going to Rekiva, you need three. Going to Rekiva, only need three. You don't need six. So mainly that's the halacha. Rekiva is the Tana of the Mishnah. That's why we need three tefachim. You don't need six tefachim. I said that can't be true. Going to Rekiva, you can't do the Mishnah spell on Rekiva. I feel them outside need the shlosha. The Mishnah would say even if you have three, you need to have. You know, you'd have to have. Even if it's Messiah, you'd have to have three. According to Rekiva, if according to Rekiva, you have to have an area of three spaces on all sides. You need even outside. Says the Mafulda. Kiva the time of Mishnah Avodas Geffen Yichidi. Since you always have to have enough space, but workspace, but one geffen, I feel about Tom Arts, even if it's in the ground, you still need that space. Then I mean, outside, you still need that avoda. You don't have the workspace on your workstation. So I have a space to work. So Kondra Bekiva, if the whole idea is the avoda, is the work area you need, then what is the Mishnah? How can you say, can you make a diik in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that lo yavo zera leo? But I mean, outside, you can do it. I mean, a lot of plenty. You don't need three tefachim. But Kondra Bekiva, if Bekiva is a ton of the Mishnah, you would need three tefachim from the side. So it can't be the Mishnah. Bekiva can't be the ton of the Mishnah. So back to the kasha, what is the Mishnah speaking about? Is it three or six? What's the halacha? So here, me b'shem achibrav, says pshat in the Mishnah as follows: Mishem zroyim agabi agefen. Mishnah is telling you to plant seed on top of a shem zroyim to be able to go ahead and plant seed zera, to plant zroyim. Agabi agefen. On top of it, you can't do that because we're afraid that you're planting directly. Mishem zroyim agabi agefen. We're talking about. We're concerned that it's not the question of the area. We're talking about the area that the mamash is going to go into the climb. It's not that it's us because you're going to in your workstation. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about because this lamaisa, the geffen spreads. The geffen goes spreads in the grape, and therefore it's the way geffen is done. It's very soft, and the ground is soft, and therefore it goes right into the ground, and something else will go penetrate right into it. So if a three tefachim is if it's not three tefachim, we have a problem. If it's another three tefachim, that's enough of a space, enough of a separation. That's what we're talking about. The cases where it's not. Is Dafka in the case we're talking about where it's a geffen, he was telling that's the halacha. It says, Pei Moshe. We're not talking about it. No, you misunderstood it. It's not because of achoka. You need to have a space, a workspace, to not be able to work there. We're talking about over here. They're talking about it's in the ground. It's talking about it's mamish together. It's a soft area. The geffen is soft, and it begins immediately to take a root in it right away, the zeruim that you're going to plant. And the male, therefore, you have to have it's three. If it's less than three, it's going to take root right away because it's soft. It's not hard enough to withstand the penetration of the zeruim. But if it's not, but if it's more than three tefachim, it's going to be considered okay. So the Gemara said, okay, so therefore we see that it does make a difference. So the Gemara said, if that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara is a Kasha. Tell me about the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Baba Kama. You have to separate the planting of seeds from a plow and from a reglayim, from the urine, or from the wool, three tefachim. Anything you planting or using a plow or urinating, which eats away at the wool, all these things you're not allowed to do. We urinate near the wall in the corner. All that stuff penetrates the ground and affects the wall, damages the wall. So you have to separate. Three tefachim. Learning this time, look at this Mishnah, he had a kasha. You know, look at the Mishnah, he had a kasha. Taman, Hatamena, Shoshim, Malkanam, outside. Yeah, Mishnah and Klein, we just finished saying that the roots on the side don't have a problem. It's only directly on top, but that you need three tefachim. But if it's on the side, you don't need anything. It's mutter. I am Shoshim, Malkanam, outside. What the Mishnah is telling you in Baba Basra, that you can't, the roots go on all the sides. You can't plant, you can't do that because you're planting the Zerayim, Achikir, Zerayim, because even on the side it goes into it. into the wall. So you see that you need three tefachim. The Mishnah says first there. You have to have makikim and as a zroyim as samach harishim eraglayim three tefachim. So Bais says even on the side. So it's a charet steer between the Mishnah in Babarashi and our Mishnah here. Do you need three tefachim in that side or not? The Gemara says, "I'm Yosi Kan v'Kan in Meshreshim Malakim that side." Both cases we say we don't go Meshreshim and not they don't go sideways. But the Mishnah is telling you in the Babasu that we're talking about a case where the root damages the ground and that causes the thing to damage. In other words, really, the case over there. We're not afraid to mix it together. We're talking about the fact that the roots go down, it softens the ground. If it softens the ground, then the earth shifts. If the earth shifts, then it damages the walls. The foundation of the wall gets damaged. So therefore, they said that's the halacha. That's what it says. That's the case we're talking in the case. That's this. Both of them are outside. But case would both agree that they don't travel. The roots don't go sideways. It only goes down. So that it's not a steer between Baba Basra and here. Both cases we agree that Eimanat doesn't go outside. Nafkamin only is in the case of Baba Basra, since you have the seeds near a wall, we're saying that it goes the roots. The ground's going to get softer. The ground gets softer. The earth loosens up. Then the foundation of the wall gets softened and it damages the foundation of the wall. That's the problem, not the roots going out. That's the case we're talking about. I'll tell you the doctor is the pshat in the Mishnah. This is the pshat in the Mishnah, blah, blah, blah. So we're talking about the damaging the foundation of the wall. That's what we're talking about, not anything more. The Mishnah says, urine, you have to separate urine from the wall. Three tefachim. What do you mean? Urine is not outside. The urine that goes in the ground doesn't go sideways. It goes down, absorbs into the ground. And the softens of the ground through that is going to make the wall, damage the foundation of the wall. That's the case. So you see, just like over there, we're talking about the foundation of the wall. So it's over here with damaging the foundation of the wall. Mele has nothing to do with Minat Sad. It's not a kash at all. The two sugyas are different. It's a perfect raya. And therefore, a perfect raya that we're talking about only, that it's only, that's why the Mishnah's halacha is very good. The Gemara Nekna Diyuk, that only on top of it is need to talk a separation of a space. Otherwise, it's Kalayim. But then Minat Sad, you don't need anything. It's Mutter and the raya, and perfectly raya from Baba Basra to this idea. The Gemara says, the Chayre, it's so Pashut. And what's the Kiddush itself? Well, we know the halakha. We know what was the reason why he thought they bring a raya from the Mishnah from Baba Basra Fakir. What was the Havamina? The Gemara says, "That's Rav Yosef Bar Yochai." The reason why you had a problem is we learned in the Mishnah that you also, when you're plowing, you have to separate from the wall three tefachim. Yisvul Amayim and Makrisha Melachs Min Atzad. Again, you say that Makrisha is going outside. Also, doesn't go outside. That doesn't go outside. You could tell you maybe that halacha is that since Makrisha goes Min Atzad, maybe that's what does the wall. And of course not. What's the damage to the wall? You're plowing up the dirt in the ground. You're lifting up the ground, making it soft. You're bringing up the hard dirt, earth. And plowing it and bringing it up to the surface, so now it's softened it. You softened it. The whole foundation is going to be done. So you see, the same idea applies. So if that's the same thing by Mamerigliyan, same thing by Mazrian, and same thing by Macharisha. So how could Bukhal think the Rochanan Baruchva says the case of the question comparing our sugya to over there? The Babasta didn't get it outside. We're not talking about that. There's nothing to do with that at all. It's only the question of the roots. Nothing to do with roots out of it. It's only the question of the damage to the foundation of the wall. That should be it. But nothing to do with going outside. Going sideways. So how do we understand even Bichlal, Rav Kinnibin's assumption, his understanding, that would be the pshat of the question. So that is a Gemara, kind of leaves that unanswered as to what the Gemara thought originally would be that can't be the case. And mainly, therefore, the whole premise is wrong and the whole thing is only a foundation. It has nothing to do with that itself. Says the Gemishna. The Mishnah continued after Avricha with the last Obasilo. Mishnah says, even if you went ahead and you put, you don't have a three tefachim ground, but you put the vine, you wrapped it, you preserved, you wrapped it, but the last of it in a gourd or in a pipe. So now you have something separating it. So maybe then you don't need three tefachim because you're having now the separation. This thing is separate between the vine and between the zera that you're planting. Would that be considered good or not? So the Mishnah says even that would not be good enough. That's what we did. Shal cheres I feel it's a shiur. Everybody who made it is from lead. It's not enough to, you don't even have to have three tefachim because it's enough to be considered that nothing will get through. In other words, when do we say that it doesn't help your pipe, you have to still have three tefachim of the space? That's what we're using shokeris. It's earthenware. Earthenware, the roots are strong enough. The roots will go right into the earthenware, break the earthenware and go through. So be kliyim, kloy karim. But if it's made of lead, of avar, so then, if it's made of lead, then of avar, that's lead, it's too, nothing is going to break it, no roots can break it, and therefore, or many metal that we say, a regular pipe is also a metal pipe, therefore, in a chanami, that would be, there, you don't even need three tefachim, because it's not, it's even stronger than the three tefachim, it's going to be, everything else is included in, would be included in being able not to penetrate, protect it, that it doesn't penetrate, and it would separate it from the going through. It would not be a din of Kalai Kera. Would not be a din of Kalai Kera. And when Moshe just adds, not only shall matek, the case not only shall make of lead, but any matekas, any metal pipe, any pipe that we have today, any metal pipe, doesn't let roots penetrate it. I mean, therefore, that would be considered ready a separation. You would need a depth of three tefachim to separate between the zera and the geffen. And Richa Basella, what if you used a rock? The Bryce of Nisha says, if you did a rock, you put it with a rock, it's good enough. You don't even need three tefachim because you don't even need three tefachim because the rocks are separated. When we say the halacha, when it's a real rock, a hard rock, that you can't penetrate, the roots won't be able to penetrate. But if it's a soft rock, it'll crumble it. The roots, the root is so strong enough, they're strong enough, that it'll crumble the whole rock that's very, very soft, a soft rock. So it has to be dafka, where it's a solid rock, a real rock, that would be, but otherwise it would just disintegrate, it would just fall apart, the patuach, they come into pieces, the Mahmafulda says, because the thing is stronger than that. So it has to be a real stone in order to make a difference, this real cellar, not just a rock that will break apart. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it says, if it's shaped in the states of an akuva, so you go by the second one. My second knot. Even if the first one is not visible because it's under the ground, the first one's visible. Six tefachim in each. One would need to be considered a separation would be enough. It's not enough that you have just a separation. You have to have six tefachim on each side to be able to separate. When I says, where do we see it from? Being a raya. This is taka the pshat. This is that when you have the first trunk that's above ground and you can see it, that you have to have six tefachim on both trunks, not just one. It says, where do you see it from? We learned to the Mishnah afterwards. The next Mishnah, a person went ahead and made three layers of Gefanim, and you could see the roots still above the ground. You could see them coming through the ground. So the halacha is in such a case. What do we say? What's the halacha in such a case? We say the cases, the halacha would be, you see, as long as you have a separation, it would be considered enough. If you have enough, you could sit eight amas, with a little bit more, it's good. Otherwise, it would be considered no good. If you don't have a separation, enough, it would be no good. The Gemara says, the Chayra, time we learned the Bryce on that Mishnah. When do we say to the halacha that it applies? It's machlokes where we say it's enough that you have four amas, enough you need the eight amas between each one, leading a karam. That's what the guy be making the karam itself. Avalinian avota, but the workstation, you don't need four amas, you need six tefachim on each side. That would be considered enough to be considered separate from the gefanim, to be considered not an isur kalayim. So we see from the Bryce that since we talk about a gefanim, it has to be both, only if it's on the ground, you have one separation. But if you have both of them are exposed, the first trunk and the second trunk are both exposed above the ground, then we consider as two separate vines, two separate gefanim. Each one is a separate halacha. Each one is defined by itself. Each one would have to have a difference of six tefachim on each side. In order to be considered, you can't go by one, you have to go by two. And it would have to be, the separation would have to be six tefachim on each workstation, each side, even if you have the commensurate required tefachim between the two different gefanim. But to begin with, you're still going to need a separation of the six tefachim between each one.